This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has taken over major parts of our economy, so now the bureaucrats are eager to take over what public schools teach our children. Former school teacher and author Orlean Kerla explains their current goal, why you should be concerned, and what you can do about it. Her new book is called Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. This national takeover of school curriculum was cleverly named Common Core State Standard Initiative, so it sounds as if it were developed by the states. But that's not true. It was developed by trade groups and corporate interests that will make a lot of money from its implementation. The Obama administration induced 46 states to give up local control of their English and math curricula through a clever carrot-and-stick method, a combination of bribery, waivers for the hated No Child Left Behind Act, and threats to cut off future federal grants. Left out of the development of this new curriculum were parents, local and state school boards, and state legislatures. The price tag to adopt Common Core standards is enormous. It's also important to note that Common Core standards will not make kids any smarter. The math standards are so substandard that the only real mathematician on the validation committee refused to approve them. He said that Common Core standards are 2 years behind international expectations by the eighth grade and then fall further behind in grades 8 to 12. The math standards downgrade the years when algebra and geometry are to be taught. The name of this very useful book is Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform, and the author is Orlean Kerla. Parents, go to Eagle Forum's website, eagleforum.org, for more information about Common Core.
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. Dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. Let us fight to free the world, to fulfill that promise. Let us all unite.
All right, folks, welcome to the Corporation Nation. It is Friday, November 1st. We've got an interesting show today. We kind of threw it together at the last moment. Now, Bert, if you were with us yesterday, we talked about a case he was working on where he was helping some people out in California, and that they were trying to get some restraining orders on, which I thought was brilliant, restraining orders on the governor and, of course, all the police officers that are harassing these poor people. And I'm sure a lot of us have been harassed and know exactly why that would be a good thing. So I wanted to just start off today's show. We're going to have both Bert, Freeman Bert from Colorado. We have Jan Irvin from Gnostic Media, who lives in the next county over and is trying to help these people by making this a public thing where hopefully some of you people listening out there can rally together and actually help out, be witnesses, and support these folks in what they're going through, their harassment. And we also have Kim, and I'll let Kim introduce herself. I wanted to just start by just reading a quick quote, and then I'm going to turn it over to Bert to explain what's happening now. Mr. Frederick Bastiat, from France, actually, from the early 1800s, was a political economist and a classical liberal theorist. And he has a very interesting quote, which I think is very apropos for today. So I thought I'd read it to you. It says, "When plunder becomes a way of life for a group of men living together in society, they create for themselves, in the course of time, a legal system that authorizes it and a moral code that glorifies it." It being plunder. And that is exactly what's happening to our friends. So I'm going to turn it over to Bert, who can introduce our guests and tell us what's going on.
Yes, thanks a lot, Clint, for allowing us to use your show here to educate people and get the message off of this tremendous injustice that's going on in this one particular part of the world, in this particular small part of this States United. But in fact, it's something that can be mirrored across any county and any city, any place within this 50 States United. And what's going on here is basically you have a beautiful American family, okay, husband, wife, and two children who are models of the community, who are I mean, you cannot speak better about these people, okay? These are your model, so-called citizens. There's only one flaw in this family, is that they actually have the intelligence and the capacity to ask questions, which is what the public servants do not like you to do. So all the folks who are listening, please understand that we're talking about public servants preventing the masters from asking questions of them. Okay? Now, yesterday during the show, we were talking about this restraining orders. And it's just strange the timing of how things have evolved here, because this family, every obstacle that's imaginable that could be thrown in front of you to prevent you from accessing the courts has been thrown at these people, and they've overcome them. Okay, we've overcome them through knowledge and through persistence, but they don't want you to question their authority, and they definitely do not want you to bring them through their own court system that they are dragging the rest of us through. Okay, and that's what this whole thing is about. And they have now over-exercised their power against this family strategically to prevent them from accessing the courts. And now it appears that the very court that we were attempting to access to provide the restraining orders appears to have somehow worked in the background to allow this armed terrorists, because that's really what they are, to exercise their force and be able to kidnap the father in this family prior to the execution of the restraining orders. So it's strange how it has all worked out, but in the end they have been allowed by the court to kidnap this family member, because if the restraining order had been issued, they wouldn't have been able to do this, but they didn't.
So you're saying, if I have this correct, you're saying that the restraining order was actually issued to be delivered to the actual proper people, and on the same day they are actually arrested.
We actually, just to interrupt, Clinton, this is Jan Irvin, we actually have somebody out there right now trying to get everybody served. We've been trying to get this done all day today, and you know, because of my son being with me, I was scheduled to go down there on Monday morning to do it, but because of all of this and because of my son, we had to send somebody else down immediately this morning to go do this. And you know, we were already in the process of this, and of course they are trying to usurp everything that we're doing.
So they're trying to act before they get served, is basically what you're saying.
Yes.
And this brings up a really interesting point, because you know, we commonly like to think that these two functions of government, one being the executive, which is the forceful arm. Okay, when you think of the executive of the United States, you have to think the president, who is the commander-in-chief of the military. It is the military function, the executive, which enforces the will and opinions of both the judicial and the legislative branch. Without that executive, those two other branches would have absolutely no power whatsoever. All they'd have is a bunch of opinions that could not be enforced. And that's why the enforcement arm is so important. Now take that down to the microcosm level, which we're talking about in the municipality, a municipal corporation, and you're saying that the court, again, its opinion has no authority without the executive, which is the police, and they are actually conspiring together. And this is the great mythology in the United States, is that these three branches of government are supposed to act independently, and yet one cannot act without the other.
Yes, and in this particular situation, they're working very well to umbrella each other and give each other protection. Because if you bring down one of the legs of the system, it can't stand. because you can see, like you mentioned, and you have a three-pronged system. If you take out one of the legs, it cannot stand. You know, so they're specially designed to protect each other. But to clarify on the on the restraining orders, we were trying to get a temporary restraining order, and the courts apparently denied us the temporary restraining order. That's what I was trying to explain yesterday. So now we're basically going for a hearing in which we're going to then determine a permanent restraining order. And it appears
really it was a way to obfuscate the situation to give them enough time to round up the troops and get this done before those orders could go out.
That's what it appears to be the situation now.
All right, folks, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll introduce Kim, who is the victim of this.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, welcome back. Joining us today is free man Bert from Colorado, Mr. Jan Ervin from Gnostic Media out there in California, and we are trying to help the family of Kim. So, Bert, why don't you continue, and let's figure out how we can maybe mobilize some folks for you and see. I've already got a couple people that have said, "How can I help?" So, let's get to it.
Okay. Well, let's bring in Kim and let her kind of give you guys a rundown without getting into too much detail about basically how this whole thing came about. Because the scary thing about this whole situation is anyone out there that has a child, okay, and let's just say a child between the ages of 5 and 17, your whole family is at risk of being invaded by a SWAT team, okay? Because children are going to do stupid things, and because of a stupid act of a child, you just may have a SWAT team invade your house and arrest you within your own home, which is what happened to this family. So go ahead, Kim, and undo your mic there and come on in and give us a brief of your nightmare.
Can everyone hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. Hi, I'm Kim. Thank you, Clint, for pulling this together so quick.
Certainly.
Thanks to my friend Jan and my friend Bert. This has been a close to 7-month nightmare now. Started originally on March 14th of this year. My 12-year-old got arrested for doing graffiti in our neighborhood where we have lived for 14 years and been tax-paying business owners in this city. And we were called by the police that they had picked him up, and we asked to be present while our 12-year-old was questioned. And we were told that we were denied that request, and we asked to get an attorney to be present while he was questioned, and we were denied that request as well. And we were told that our 12-year-old had, quote-unquote, waived his Miranda rights, was seen as an adult in the eyes of the law, and that they had the right to usurp our parental rights for up to 6 hours. And they interrogated my 12-year-old until almost 2 o'clock in the morning before they finally released him to us. And a couple of weeks later, charges arrived in the mail. And we, through referrals, hired a private defense attorney. We had a court date set for April 22, which we never attended because was not meant to be. On April 20th, at 10 o'clock in the morning, our local private corporate police department invaded our home on what we contend to be a false warrant, accusing our son of recommitting graffiti crimes, which are absolutely, it's false, and they've never provided any proof that any such thing ever happened. And subsequently, we have found out, we're not sure, we haven't been able to verify it, but we have been told by other law enforcement people in neighboring cities and counties that they've asked some questions, and my husband and I have been under investigation, by whom exactly, we're not sure, for over 7-8 months now. And on this false warrant, they came into our home, and they occupied it military style for 7.5 hours. And where do you want me to go from there, Bert?
Well, here's the point. Hold on. This is the point that I want to highlight, which just makes my blood boil, okay? And it should boil the blood of anyone listening to this, that picture a military-styled police force entering your front door, and you, as the father, okay, in your home, as a respectable husband, if you were to instinctively act in any kind of a shape or form to defend your family, you would have been killed. And if anyone else in your home would have attempted to stand up to these people, you would have been killed. Okay? And this is the danger that everyone in this so-called free country faces just by having children who are going to do stupid things that children do.
Now, I've got a question here, and it's actually a privacy question. Now, Kimberly, I have in front of me here, it's labeled as a note from Sergeant Markellis. read regarding a, well, it regards what we're talking about today. I just wondered if I could read some excerpts from that.
Go right ahead, because this is part of our evidence for this case as to the level that this corporatized police department is willing to go to make their point.
All right. And Mr. David is your husband, correct?
Correct, who is in jail.
All right, so it says he is an optometrist and owner of a vision center located at an address, I won't read those, in unincorporated Murrieta, which I find, I've got to ask about that. His practice was previously in the city of Murrieta, and he currently provides service to several city employees. Now, here's where it gets interesting. A recent investigation involving his family has exposed several areas of concern, with the most severe being his sovereign citizen ideology. He goes on to say the sovereign citizen movement, has increased nationally, and their beliefs typically pose a safety concern for law enforcement and everyone representing government. This information is being disseminated for the safety of all city personnel who may be current or future clients, which again is an optometrist. Beware of the glass man. And to afford you the opportunity to make an informed decision when providing personal information to include your place of employment. If you have any questions, So not only is this a slanderous note, it's using an oxymoron called sovereign citizen, which this term doesn't actually exist in reality, because you cannot be a citizen and be sovereign. It's a ridiculous notion, mostly funded and put forth by groups like the ADL and other ridiculous groups who say Christians are terrorists, basically.
Clint, could I interrupt just a second? I want to mention to everyone that it was out of the kindness and awareness of a city employee who immediately after receiving that email forwarded it to us.
Ah, so there are good people. There are people who are not just bureaucrats, who just do things without knowledge and understanding of what they're doing. They actually think about it, and that's good to know. I mean, it really is good to know that there are good people out there. But, I mean, what I'm seeing here is slander, first of all. I'm seeing that a police officer with a duty, supposedly, to his constituents is actually trying to draw business away from a person who has a political opinion about the corruption of the very police. I mean, the
actual
this is
monetary
actually,
damages against the family.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a total abuse of power. Just this alone should be enough to remove this man from office. Honestly, I mean, we're gonna go to a break here, and we'll get back with more of the story here. I mean, this is every city in America, folks. We're not just doing this because it's an isolated instance. This is every city America, and this involves every family in America, especially those of you who are waking up. We'll be back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
Empty your mind, be formless, shapeless, like water. Water, water, like water, like water, like water. Water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend. Running water never goes stale, so you gotta just keep on flowing, keep on flowing. So you gotta just keep on, gotta just keep on. Under the sky, under the heaven, there is but one family. Do not believe in styles. Styles separate man. It's a process of continuing growth. Process of continuing. Empty your mind, be formless, shapeless, like water. Water can flow, or it can crash. Empty your mind, be formless, shapeless, like water. Be water, my friend.
All right, folks, welcome back here to the Corporation Nation. Freeman Burt, Jan Ervin from Gnostic Media, and we are trying to help out a family in California and would really like to get some support from the people. Well, hopefully some people in California, and we'll discuss how that's a possibility later on. You know, Bert just sent me something that I think needs to be mentioned here. When we're talking about creating assets, when we're talking about the private prison industry, when we're talking about, again, an industry built around the confinement of persons – We have to go to the California Penal Code, Section 2800 through 2818, which says, commencing July 1st, 2005, there is hereby continued in existence within the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, the Prison Industry Authority. As used in this article, authority means the Prison Industry Authority. Commencing July 1st, 2005, any reference to the Department of Corrections shall refer to that department, the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. 2801 explains the purposes of the Prison Industry Authority. And I want you to listen to this, folks, because this is the purpose of the entire prison industry. It says, the purposes of this authority are to develop and operate industrial, agricultural, and service enterprises, corporations, businesses, in other words, employing prisoners in institutions under the jurisdiction of the Department of Corrections, which enterprises may be located either within those institutions or elsewhere, all as may be determined by the authority. You know, it's funny how they throw around that word authority, isn't it, Bert? Because, of course, we know that the word authority really means permissive consent. So to develop a corporation called Prison Industry Authority really makes it sound like the people all agree that prisoners should be forced to work like slaves at low-wage labor. And I, for one, don't agree with that. I hope that the audience also, considering the fact that we're telling you who a lot of these prisoners are, and that the reason cities like these non-violent offenders is because they can put them to work in an industry. So let's continue here now that we understand that there's a little bit of an ulterior motive. I mean, so far, Bert, you've told me about corruption, conspiracy, and several other words, and I got to be honest, I'm not surprised. So let's keep going.
All right, Kim, go ahead and keep going. Like you were saying, you were, so far we're down to the to that one phase of it, of them invading your home on a warrant, which was supposedly looking for tagging evidence, which basically was nothing more than a fishing expedition, because they actually went through your whole house with a fine-tooth comb, which makes it a perfect fishing expedition. And then, you know, I'd like you to tell a little bit about the torture that your family went through when they basically took your son on a total of three different occasions.
Well, first off, after Clint finished reading that email that was sent out by the Murrieta Police Corporation, my husband does not have a Facebook. I do, and I get a little mouthy on there, but he doesn't. He has never made a public political statement as to anything he considers himself in private. So the only way they could put down on that email that they think we are part of a sovereign citizen movement, oxymoron that is by spying on what we listen to on the internet. And they did take five computers out of our house on the day that they invaded our home. The nightmare continued that, you know, they had this warrant, which they refused to show my husband for over 3 hours. They took our son out of the home within 2 hours into this ordeal. They supposedly found enough evidence to rearrest him because he had two notebooks in his closet that had the same word written inside the notebook that he had been writing in our neighborhood. So, you know, apparently they had found all the evidence they needed to rearrest this big, you know, 12-year-old criminal who posed, I'm being as sarcastic as possible, such a threat to society. Literally, my son could sleep through a freight train. He's one of those kids. And my daughter, who is 17, begged these police officers to allow her to go in and wake up her brother, let him know what was going on, so that he wouldn't be traumatized, because he was pretty traumatized already by what had happened to him for 4 hours at the police station with no other adult present. And they refused. So 4 police officers in full SWAT gear woke up my 75-pound 12-year-old son, took him downstairs where he had to sit at the dining room table with my husband, my daughter, and my daughter's boyfriend. God took me out of that home that morning to go with a friend to the beach, which I hadn't been out of the home on a Saturday morning in months because I was in school at the time, because I'm sure I would have gotten arrested that day as well, because I'm a little more of a hothead than my even-keel husband.
Or gotten killed.
And that's another point I want to bring up. We believe in the Second Amendment, and we have guns in our home, and we have a safe room in our home, which we have had since we had a home invasion crime when we lived in Memphis, Tennessee in 1992. We have always maintained that anybody who came into our home can have any of our so-called possessions that we have, but if they continue to come into the safe room, they're going to get their head blown off. So I guess it's kind of a lucky thing that I live in a town with no crime, and I didn't lock the door when I left that morning. So the police were able to literally open the door and walk in, and it may have saved their lives, not to mention my son, my husband's life, because, you know, he would have gone and gotten the gun. So even though they had a search warrant that was supposedly to find additional graffiti evidence against my son, they got a broad sweeping search warrant that literally said they could even search the gutters in front of our house. And they did not go to my son's room first. They went to our bedroom. So you tell me, were they looking for a 12-year-old? Because he lived in a child's room with a mural painted on the wall. There was, you know, they, I'm sure, had a layout of what our house floor plan was. But nonetheless, they went into our room first.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly sounds like the target was yourselves, and that your son was just the tool, the prop to make that happen. Now, Bert, did you take a let me make something clear for the audience. Kimberly, just to be clear here, the crime was graffiti. Now, what building was it? How did this work?
Well, my child foolishly started doing some graffiti with some neighborhood kids in the middle of fifth grade when he was 11 years old, riding inside of the slide, down at the park, yada, yada, yada. Most of what he did over an admitted 18-month period was in washable Crayola marker that came off with a squirt of natural cleaner and a Mr. Clean sponge. But in the last few months of his adventures in crime, he hooked up with a boy that moved into our neighborhood that was part of a military family that had moved here from Texas, who was in a tagging crew when he lived in Texas. Because let's be clear, tagging is a specific legal term that refers to being in a gang and marking your territory.
Absolutely. Yeah, right. So for crayons, Crayolas, and water markers, we need a SWAT team. All right. Well, okay, fine. We'll be back, folks. And I'm really curious about the search warrant itself.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And the men who hold high places must be the ones who start to mold a new reality closer to the heart, closer to the heart. Blacksmith and the artist reflected in their art. They forge their creativity closer to the heart.
All right, folks, welcome back. Again, now I want to go back to Yawn here for a second. I didn't mean to cut you off there, but I was really curious and had some folks asking, actually, about the actual violent crime of writing on things. So, Yawn, you were saying in our little chat session here, I'm curious, when exactly, what's the chronology here? What happened as far as this email that went out? When did that email go out exactly?
Okay, so on Wednesday, June 12th, I went to the courthouse as basically a friend of the family and guardian of the kids. And well, we were there. We walked out of that courtroom at maybe, what, noon or so. And it wasn't but a few hours later that email had been sent out to everyone. Actually, it must have been earlier than that. We probably went into the courtroom. So that Sergeant Marcellus Reed sent that letter out to the entire city while we were sitting in the courtroom.
Did you say the entire city? So in other words, all city employees?
All city employees got that email.
And of course, the city is always the largest employer of every city, which is, so that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
All right. Now, Bert, have you taken a look in your expertise there? Have you taken a look at this search warrant to see if it was at all legal, lawful, or anything close to it?
Well, I mean, the warrant itself can be challenged in many ways, and of course we will do that. But the whole premise and the whole warrant was kind of hastily done, like most warrants are, and most attorneys will never tell you that most warrants are actually unlawful because they have to meet certain criterias which they don't have, and any warrant these days can be produced on the word of any officer without evidence, just his word, and that part really should scare people, because this is what they do day in and day out.
Yeah, it is scary. And of course, you know, as I've said countless times, this is why we have to be very careful in accepting those Miranda rights that are supposedly granted to us as a favor, because that actually allows the police officer to say anything against you in a court of law, whether that is a true statement or a lie. So, you know, these so-called rights that were offered, they're very dangerous, and they're actually against our best interests. So where should we go from here? Should we follow the chronology? After this, so that was Wednesday. So then when was the actual arrest of the father?
Oh, that was today. This morning they arrested him, yes.
So not 2 days after that letter went out.
And not at home. They waited till he got to his place of work.
Nice. Well, what's the plan here, guys?
Well, I want Kim to go ahead and finish telling the story about the additional torture that her family had to go through, and because this will really paint the picture to the people so that they can see that your children can be grabbed at any time, anywhere.
Sure, and remember to mention, or I'll just mention that you know, the rest of the family was held for an additional 4.5 hours after the son was taken as well.
Was that while the house was searched?
Yes.
So you weren't allowed to leave the house, in other words?
Oh, no. They had my husband, who's never been arrested in his life until this morning, handcuffed to our patio furniture in the hot sun in the backyard, and they were denied food and water until my daughter literally was crying and begging.
Were they pointing guns at you?
They had lots of weapons that they were pointing at my family. They also ate lunch at my kitchen table like they were invited guests.
Food?
Oh, they didn't eat our food. They brought in their own big lunch boxes for the day.
So they planned
the
on staying.
Apparently.
Wow. Go on, Kim, please.
Not only that, my family could hear the pool balls on our pool table being cracked. So they were playing pool in our family room upstairs.
Wow.
And apparently, little 12-year-old boys hide their graffiti evidence in their mother's lingerie drawer as well, because they went through my closet and dumped things like common thugs. And, like Jan had just said, they took my son 2 hours into this ordeal, but continued to occupy our home for another 5.5 hours. And to add insult to injury, they reported us to Child Protective Services here in California for quote unquote severe neglect. And let me tell you, I have been a psychiatric nurse for almost 20 years. 8.5 of those were as a charge nurse at Loma Linda Behavioral Medicine Center as a child psych nurse. And I've seen a lot of severe neglect in my time. It's some images I can't get out of my mind, like one little boy with the entire imprint of a hot iron on his back. But that's what we were accused of as well. So we have had to deal with Child Protective Services, our child being kidnapped from us and put in this private corporation called Juvenile Hall, where they literally have bed quotas to meet and shareholders to keep happy. And they bragged to us when we finally signed a contract under duress to get our child out of that facility. They bragged to us that they gave him a dirty room to, quote unquote, teach him a lesson. And Zach, my son, told us that there was blood smeared on the wall in the shape of a cross, that whatever kid had been in this room prior to him had messed with the sink combination drinking fountain and had crammed things all down into it so he couldn't get a drink of water. He was dehydrated by the time I got him home. They tried to vaccinate my child in this facility against my will, and I had to literally threaten them with all kinds of things and tell them that, you know, when he was 15 months old, he got 4 shots in one day, and within 48 hours, he was practically dead. And so they did not end up giving him anything because I made such a stink out of it. But they also pumped gangster rap music into their rooms until lights out at night. And they forced my child to shower with grown boys who were getting ready to be taken off to adult jail with full-on beards and everything else that goes with that. And bless my son's heart, he was so scared, he showered with his underwear on. And so these bigger boys taunted him and told him that they liked little boys and maybe he could come and shower by them, and teased him and taunted him about molesting him with guards right outside the door who never said one word. So we got him out after 4 days because we went to court on Monday morning, and we were told by the prosecuting attorney for Riverside County assigned to this case, who was also the attorney who co-signed the search warrant, that the Murrieta police had not produced all the reports that they needed to in a timely manner over the weekend. So they continued my son's hearing until the next day. So we had to stay in jail an additional 24 hours for that.
All right, Kimberly. This is getting worse by the minute. I am so empathetic and sorry for this. I hope that this is inspiring the same feelings in the listeners out there. And it's really time. I mean, I'm not doing this for fun. It's time for people to stand up against this. And I think that's our goal today. We'll be back. We've got another hour to go here, so stay with us. Thank you.
With financial uncertainty.